Blog Talk Radio.
Friday afternoon to everyone today. Sure, welcome you to the Friday edition of Optimize Your Life. And of course, being Friday, we're looking forward to starting a weekend that's going to be great. And we hope everybody is here today, being the last day of the month, that you're going to turn around and be able to share something great this weekend as we share hope for lunch today. And as always, on Fridays, we have a very, very, very special and recognized, well, he's not just a guest. We use the term host for the show who runs it, but and that's really what happens on Friday when we have this all the written information that describes what the show is. We call it the salute to the original Top Gun and the 50th anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. Well, wouldn't you know it, the fellow who I'm talking about, original Top Gun, five-time nominee to the Nobel Peace Prize, Captain Len Cain. Welcome in Friday afternoon, sir.
Oh, great to be on board with you, my friend, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, I always say welcome aboard and watch my lips, which is very difficult to do over on a radio show. But the nice part about it is I say watch my lips because I want to let you know our Golden Rule Society charity for more than 50 years. We're all non-paid volunteers. We've been helping children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide. And I've got many things to tell about that. But here's the deal. We're not selling anything. So you can relax and enjoy the show. We do have plenty of gifts that are available to you to help you, your families, your neighbors, your church, your charity, and all those sort of people that are just here to help make it a better world. And that's our goal. Simple as that. Help make it a better world. And we have a wonderful program called the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. And it is expanding and growing. It's just incredible. And I keep talking about that, but it's due to be launched, the updated version of it, within the next day or two. So patience, please, but when you get it, you're going to say, wow, this is really something, because Lord knows we need it in this world rather than killing and fighting and hurting one another and all the bad things. We're going to get back to the kindness program where we should be at all times. But thank you for the welcome. I'm here to serve. Ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful man we have in charge of the Hope Collection. And back over to you, sir. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thanks, Len. I'm really excited because as the day goes, and I know some of our regular guests will be on the show, and then we've been getting new people. Every day, new people are tuning into the show, and we operate Monday through Saturday, and Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. That's West Coast. That's 3 o'clock then. I'm sorry, it's 9 o'clock now. We're going the wrong way, Len. I'm at 0-1200, and he's at 0-900. So a little difference in time here right now. But, you know, we are so fortunate to be able to broadcast from Monday through Friday. It's called, the show is Optimize Your Life. If you went onto the blog radio, the directory, and you wanted to find this show, you will go look for Blog Talk Radio, or look for Optimize Your Life. And you can, you know, that gives you the phone number, the address. If you're looking for it, you don't have it. So we broadcast and tell people that it's real simple to call in. This is a platform that allows you to share Well, we think we have some themes and some principles we operate under as a group, and amongst them, they're pretty fundamental in terms of our foundation. Obviously, the Golden Rule Society says it stands for what it says. It's just what it is, and we all want to be treated the way we want others to treat others, and we want to be treated. On the Hope Collection, what we have are 8 pillars based on faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, and water energy. Now, under each of those pillars, we have, or behind it, we have individuals who are a board member that represent each one of those categories. We have companies, we have associations, we have programs, we have link connections on our websites, all to provide those services and opportunities. And I say that, services and opportunities. And you know what? For some people, it's just a plain friendship. People are looking for a friend. They're looking for somebody that they can get to know and help and go through life. And they might be gonna have similar desires and things they want to be involved in. Well, this is what we become. On our show each day, we feature different things that are functions of our board, our titles of our board, or they are specific to create a space for somebody to take advantage of opportunities in the marketplace or systems or help, just plain help. So out of all that, we call it, we're serving up hope for lunch, right, Ron?
Absolutely. Hope for lunch. Wonderful point. And that's nice. The nice part about it, because what we have, and we call it a very nice list, called Gifts for You. And the nice part is it's okay to share. You can share it with your family, friends, neighbors, churches, charities, anybody, members of your organizations. And they're going to think you're a pretty nice person by sharing the individual opportunities to help make it a better world for themselves. And I'll mention some of the things that we cover and what we offer. And what I suggested to you do right now is get a piece of paper, a pencil, or whatever you have handy to take down the information. And I'll start it off with, you're going to want to visit our Golden Rule Society's website. Very simple, and you know how it goes, www.goldenrulesociety, all one word, no spaces between them, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation founded in California in the United States, also throughout the United States, and in effect throughout the world. And that's the nice part about it. People know that we are legitimate and here doing all this sort of thing, non-paid volunteers, and whatever we get, we give. People make donations, and they always say to me, oh, Len, you're just looking for donations. And what we say, we accept them and we share them. But we encourage people, if you get a good deal from the Golden Rule Society, and we suggest that you share the money that you might save by going on a travel. I do use the example. A friend of mine, he said, Len, I've got to go with my wife cross country to New York City, and then we're going to come back, and they told me that it's going to cost me $1,000. And he says, I told him, hey, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society program. And I said, oh, well, let me see, it'll only cost you $500. Now, these are representative numbers. And they all change because I have no control over what charities, the airlines or the cruise ships or the trains and buses, that's up to them completely, right? So the point is, whatever you're saving, why don't you share part of the savings with your family, with your church or your charity? That way you know where the money is going, and they're happy, you're happy, everybody benefits. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So get your paper and pencil, goldenrulesociety.org. And you can pick up your other telephone, if you've got one, and tell your friends and family about, hey, listen to this show. Look at what is available. Listen, find out, and share it with others. That's why we're here. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. We're here to serve, make them kind with one another. And I'll get more stories to tell you about the kindness, by golly. Well, back over to you, sir, and I'm here to serve.
Well, thanks, Glenn. Hey, Glenn, I want to let you know there are a bunch of people that are coming on the show. I didn't recognize the phone number. It's in area code 716. It's the dialing code is 808 and 2643. I just wondered, I don't recognize the call. Can I ask who that caller might be?
Can I hear me? Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, I'm just listening in. This is Victoria. Good afternoon, everybody. I just Hi. I just called in and I got a chance.
I didn't recognize your phone number. I recognize Queens. Well, Len, this is a gal, her and her mom, I met about a month ago in a bank one day, and they were there to start a nonprofit, a 501c3. And both these two women are just incredible. They are definitely servants of the Lord. And they have a heart to serve and serve. And they're great people. And I've been meeting, we've been talking. They've been coming on the show. And I do introduce both of them to you, Glenn. And they want to help. And they want to be a part of making our outreach to grow and be successful. And we're grateful for them taking the time to be with us. And so I met yesterday. We got together. We were going to get together for a few minutes. 4 hours later.
Know how that goes.
Yeah. So, and we honestly, we did communicate a lot, didn't we, Victoria? We had a lot of conversation. And a lot of things were shared.
Yes.
And a lot of good things were shared. Well, we have some business stuff to take care of the next trip, right?
Yes, sir.
So anyway.
It was absolutely amazing. I just really enjoyed myself. Everything was just, we were in the whirlwind. It was beautiful. We was in the vortex and just in the moment. And sometimes things go so quick when you're just having a good time, you don't realize what time it is. And you look up and hours then went by. Oh, it was amazing. I thank you, Ron. I thank you for, your kindness. And I thank all of you in contribution to the Golden Rule Society, kindness, and everything. All of the shows and all of the jewels that's being told on the show. I'm just happy to have you guys as friends, family. And I'm just ready to work and participate, you know, because every day is a kindness. Every day is a kindness and giving hope and love. And that's what it's about. Every day we live is to be the, attributes, if you want to call it. We consider attributes and we just give these things out just genuinely. And it's just so great. And it shows. And I just love you guys. And, again, I'm thank you. I'm listening to Lynn Cain today. Did I know today is his day? And I just want to learn more and more. So I'll just be listening in. Thank you, guys.
So I did want to Len, I invited Victoria. That was Victoria. And her mom, I know, her mom goes, her name is Kim, but she's the queen. We call her Queen. And I know she's on the show here, too. Hello, Queen.
Yes.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
I was kind of still sleeping because we had a pretty intense hot dog place yesterday with a couple of friends and we partied so hard at the hot dog place till I got totally drunk off of coffee and we just had a great time. And it's just great. I'd like to also thank a guest surprise visitor that put life aside for a minute time and gave us their time. And we're just overwhelmed over here, very pleased once again, happy and proud to be a part of the Life Lesson Coaching by our wonderful Ron and all of you that come together to help us to get everything into one perspective. So we love you guys. Thank you so much, Rob. And I'm listening as well and learning. And actually, I'm on .org, GoldenRuleSociety.org right now, again. But I'm going through some things that I had not actually completed, and I'm enjoying the time that I have now to have you on the line along with the founder of Golden Rule Society, and then to be reading about it and then to be invited to be in it. I just don't know. I'm just all over the place right now. I love you. I love you guys. I'm listening, and let's have a wonderful show. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for being on board, both you and Victoria.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, what a nice welcome aboard, by golly.
Yep.
Nice to be together.
Other folks. Well, dear Len, I want to let you know earlier this week we had the privilege. Mary Stanley came on, and she set up a meeting. Mary, I think I'm going to just mute you for a minute because there's a lot of feedback. Yep, most of it went away just then. Anyways, guys, what Mary did is she set up a meeting with Ariana's school, her teacher, and one of the instructors at the school that she attends, because we've shared and we have opened up the what's called the Kindness Club. The Kindness Club. Well, you started and founded the kindness club that's going national, international, Len Green, and that's really an adult program so that adults can learn to be kind to each other, the kindness campaign. Well, now, because of the idea that came up between Ariana and her teacher and Mary, you've been working on, and I know Gary and I know Mary and myself, we now have evolved. The program has evolved. That Len, you mentioned that you're going to have the video ready. And as soon as it is, we get to review it, not to critique it. We'll review it to see if there's anything we need to add to it or adjust. But the idea is that we're going to take, thanks to Ariana, we're going to take the kindness campaign into the schools so that each of the schools, we're starting with her school in Minnesota. What's the name of the town, Mary? I know she's there. She's got to turn her mic on. Mary's trying to find her microphone right now. She probably shut it off. But she'll tell me. I'd like to know what's the town that Mary and her husband, Alex, and Ariana live and their son live in. Well, anyways, when she comes on and tells us what town it is, I just wanted to be able to tell you that school system right now, from the teacher level, supervisor level, principal level, and I guess we're even looking towards taking this to all the schools in the whole district and introducing the idea of having this kindness club. And real simple, it's simple just like it is for the adult organization. The program is this. It's teaching people to be kind to each other. Right, Len?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you the story behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, where it actually began. And by the way, to answer the question, Ron, Miss Mary Stanley is her last name, and she lives up in Medford, Minnesota. And it's a lovely town, and she's just former Army lady that is helping the schools. Can you imagine every classroom in every school in every state in the USA and the world, might as well expand it to the world. They have a kindness club. And all they're doing is sharing that which we're teaching them how to do. And you'll see it on our website, all the wonderful opportunities to help make it a better world individually. And I'm going to cover most of them, while we're here on the show. And that's the nice part about it. Wonderful stuff. And we're pressing on. And one of the things we did, we have what we call a video email that I send to people and just ask them to forward it on to others. And the reward for doing that forwarding it on to others and asking them to do the same. The good word gets out to the rest of the world. People see it and say, oh, what is this? And suddenly you get educational aspects that are saying, wow, this is pretty nice. Look at here. It talks about a prescription discount program where the doctor gives you a prescription, says you take it to the drugstore, and the guy says, well, yes, here it is. It's going to be $100. And you say, well, I'm a member of the organization. Oh, it's only $50. Wow. And what did it cost you? Nothing but asking you to be kind with one another. And there you go. So you say, and people have asked me, said, oh, you're looking for just donations to the Golden Rule Society. And I'll say it again and again. We accept them and we share them. But if you really want to make something that you save some money with our program, why not make some of the savings, half of the savings or whatever you presented, get your choice to your church or your favorite charity. That way you know where that money is going and it benefits the people that you want to help. So I'll get off that high horse. But I wanted to tell you about wonderful things that are happening in what we call this video program. We've been working on a new and a wonderful and exciting program where what I do is simply click on my video, which is connected to my computer, and I talk to people. And just picture yourself with a little tiny camera.
Hey, you have a good one, man. Have a blessing. We're going to talk.
Who was that talking?
All right. Person, I think it's error code 404. Could you mute your phone until you're I would appreciate that.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. I'm muting now.
Okay, well, if you wouldn't mind, Len Kane is sharing about the kindness campaign and how it works for everybody that's on the call. And I got to tell you, folks, I want to let you know, this call today is loaded. We've got people from all over the United States around the phone. I'm so excited. If we get any more, we're going to be scrolling. I got to scroll through the dashboard to see who's on. And so it's very exciting. And just want to let everybody know that. So Len Kane was explaining about the system that we'll call it the adult campaign of kindness campaign, that we are going to get a live video of Len sharing himself and the precept and the program of the kindness campaign and the benefits that, you know, it's one thing to have a kindness campaign, but what if out of the kindness campaign you get benefits like prescription drug discounts? How about connections to a medical company that can do services for you that are absolutely incredible? I will tell you that there's programs for education, there's education for health. I'd like to talk a few moments, a little bit more, Len, about the children's, the club that we're going to take to the school. And we have the teacher at up there in Minnesota that I met at a Zoom meeting the other day, and she is just a wonderful gal. And wasn't she, Mary? I'm telling. Well, you know her. She's a wonderful gal.
She sure is. And she's very dedicated to the program. Somebody's trying to get in. I can't.
Who's
speaking, Mary?
You have to unmute me, first of all. But so the Kindness Club in Minnesota is actually a statewide school. So it's implemented through the whole state of Minnesota that goes through Connections Academy. It's not just one district. It's through the whole state.
Yeah.
So this started out with one, folks, and now we're talking about covering the whole state of Minnesota with children. Now keep this in mind. When the children, when they take advantage of the kindness campaign, the idea, here's how it works. The kids will come into school, and they're going to share what they did in kind for somebody in their family or in their neighborhood something they did, or they could, maybe they're out with their mom and dad, and there's a lady trying to get in the store, and she's got a crutch, and she can't get through the door. And this young person will turn around and help that person through the door. Well, the next day she can come to school and tell how she helped someone. She was kind to somebody. So they got Mary invented a little a tree, and the kids get an apple, and that's their apple. They can put an apple on the tree. The kindness campaign is going to have, you ever heard the saying, fruit on the tree? Well, guys, that's why this is not just a nice thing to do. It's going to create a memory. It's going to expand kindness. In fact, it's very subliminally. It's teaching kids to be kind to each other. You know, figure it this way. When you were in school, the teacher said, don't be bad. Don't do this. Don't be mean. Don't be a bully. What'd you do? Or what do kids that are bullies do? They don't stop. They just, when the teacher walks away, they just keep going on. But if you get every kid in the class that are doing kindness campaigns, kindness things, they're working in their life individually, they're looking to be kind to somebody else. And then it becomes the thing to do. We're creating an environment. We're helping that teacher create a positive environment. By the way, this will help them teach better. It will help the kids to live better. And guess what? They're going to take the kindness campaign home with them. And now we've got the kindness campaign going into new homes. Do you know how much this is going to cost the schools? Nothing. Kindness doesn't cost a dime. And now we're going to create a movement, folks. This is going to be you're going to see it on the viral when they say, you know, all one viral on the medias, the different social medias. This program is going to go viral, and you're going to be hearing it and seeing it. You'll be watching the news and saying, well, today in Minnesota, it's supposed to be a school. They launched the Kindness Club. And you know what a Kindness Club is? We're teaching our kids to be kind. And then the schools are going to brag on that, and the other schools are going to brag about that. And everybody's, we're going to hear from schools all over the country that want to join so they can institute being kind. You can't teach people not to be bullies, but you can teach people to be kind. Because it warms your heart. It warms their heart. It changes course of a whole environment. And we're doing that for free. You know, to try and set up a curriculum in a school takes thousands of dollars, thousands of hours, lots of people. This doesn't take nothing. You get a teacher who wants to do it, and they say, okay, let's do it. And now we got Mary and their daughter and the teacher have set up a whole program, and we can email it to them so they know how to run the kindness campaign. So I'm really, really excited that starting out with a phone call that went to another phone call that became a phone call, and a little wonderful little girl, beautiful, Ariana, and she's just gorgeous, and she is such a wonderful person, little person, and we're proud. And we can claim that she took this as a child called the innocence of being kind, guys. And so, as you're here today on the call, understand this is only one of many projects that the Hope and the Golden Rule Society work and are working to do. Whoever I was talking to earlier, who was from area code 404, can you say hello? I just want to... love to chat with. Hello? Sir?
Sounds like a good listener there, Ron, waiting to hear more. So while we're waiting for them, let me jump in a little bit about the kindness. Because people ask me, how did this happen? How did you start it? And what's your motto? What's the program? I said, well, it started many years ago. I graduated high school. And the next day, I was off to the Navy. I had joined and ready to leave home. Had my bag packed, ready to launch. And my mom took a minute and said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that, those words are in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. And I still live it. And people say, well, what's your motto? Well, I say, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And right now, Mr. Ron Clayton is the president of the Hope Collection, the organization that we're listening to the radio show, but they have much, much more than radio shows. And what he's doing, by the way, Mr. Ron Clayton is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. And we only have 24 senior advisors, which means wonderful people, men and women around the world, helping and suggesting and saying, hey, let's try this. And we're doing that because hope, for example, I tell people it's the letters H-O-P-E, hope, help one person every day. That's a good challenge. What a nice goal. You can do that. A smile, hold the door open for somebody, a little courtesy, or it is a thank you. That's all you need, because it makes you feel so much better being courteous and kind. And the nice part about it is that we say the Lord's Prayer, that, dear Lord, forgive me as I forgive others. Well, if you don't forgive others simply by being kind to them, do you expect the good Lord to be kind to you? Because we ask, please forgive me, Lord. So why not forgive others so that it's a good Lord message to the Lord that you are following his good guidance? And by the way, I'm going to tell you about the kindness campaign. We started it on the 10th, in the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month of 2021. And we have continually improved on it and expanding it. And it goes like this. With hope and kindness and love in your heart for peace in this, on this world, on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And the nice part about it, that basically what you're doing is you're sharing the love that the good Lord gives you with others. Wow. You're going to be a wonderful person inside and obviously outside, because you're going to share it with others. And wouldn't it be a wonderful, wonderful world? Just everybody would do that rather than hurting and injuring and shooting and killing and doing bad things. We don't need that. There's too much of that going around. And we all know it because we see it. Frightening stuff. So let's do something. And this is it. This is going to help make it a better world. And that's your goal. That's mine. I wake up in the morning and say, well, dear God, please help me to help make it a better world. And that's the nice part about it. And by the way, Mr. Ron Clayton, I mentioned he's a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society charity. And he asked me one day, because the founder of the Hope Collection was a gentleman, talk about a small world, he went to college with my high school football coach. And that's the nice part about that. I did not meet Mr. Joel Gripping until many, many years later. Brilliant man. He had a doctorate in mathematics. And Mr. Joel Gripping was a senior advisor to three, not one, not two, three of our presidents. Can you imagine what kind of wonderful personality he had? Oh, just smiles, helping, Christian man, wonderful, wonderful guy. Sadly, the cancer got to him, and he's been gone for a while, and we miss him. But we're doing what he's doing, or did, and making it better every day. So that's the story. So now the Golden Rule Society, and me personally, are now partners in the Hope Collection with the president, Mr. Ron Clayton. And that's the expansion of it. If the bad things happen, somebody passes away, we're sad, but we keep going, and we work a little extra harder because we want to make sure that the good friend who's in heaven can see that we are doing better things as he had shown us how to do it. Nice world, isn't it? And that's what we're doing, here to serve. Wow. Anyway, that's it. And the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign is what it's all about. And you pick up this nice lady, Mary, up there up in Medford, Minnesota, and she's got the kindness clubs for kids in every school in the U.S. of A. and in the world. Thank you, Mary Stanley. You're a lovely, wonderful lady. Keep up your great work, and we're here to serve one another because that's serving everybody. Back over to you, Ron. Let me take a sip of my coffee and let us know what's going on and what we can do to help.
Lynn, I'm getting ready to fly in next to you, big sir.
Well, I was just going to say, country boy, aren't you on this call?
You know I can't hush. In the country, we got all kinds of little old saying. It's so good, I just can't keep it to myself. I want to tell somebody. So let me paint another picture for you guys real fast. The gentleman who you just heard spoken against, Ron, introduced him as being Top Gun, the best fighter pilot in the world, not Tom Cruise, Lynn Kane. But see, when Lynn came home from the war, he didn't stop fighting you guys. Because if y'all understand this game that we're in called life, there's a never-ending fight of good versus evil. So what has happened? You cannot do what you have not been taught to do. And I'm a teacher. I teach teachers how to teach. I coach coaches how to coach. And what we're doing now is we're getting ready to push the reset, restart button on the mind conscious of America, because every news station, every radio station, they put it on the headlines in the newspapers. I hate to put this word, here it comes again. Now they got country boy talking about bullying this and bullying that and bullying. So as a man thinketh, so is he. Lynn said he leaves the house every day thinking about love, hope, and kindness. I remember, Lynn, when we used to come home from school, and when it came dinner time, they would say, country boy, what did you learn at school today? And you better not say nothing, because they're going to make sure you go get your books out and learn something before the day's over. But then we would have, it was kind of like an old school church where they had testimony day. And they said, well, stand up, Lynn, and tell us how you were kind to somebody today. You opened the door for the old lady. That's great, Lynn. Ron Clayton jumps up and says he helped old lady carry some groceries to the car. She had dropped one bag of them. He picked them up and helped her pick up her broken groceries. And then all of a sudden she gave him a $20 tip. We're just being kind. But see, what most people don't understand, Lynn says, smile. And the world will smile back at you. Other day, I didn't even know the guy. I seen he did a good deed. I was about 50 yards away. And I said, hey! And throwed him a thumbs up in the air. I didn't tell y'all I know sign language, too. Yeah, I waved at people, and they waved back at me. What's your point, country boy? Get to the point. My point, Ben, is your mind is full of bullying. Well, how many times have the bully showed up but kindness never says anything? That's what we're getting ready to do. If they're going to talk about bullying, we're going to be talking about kindness. What did you do? Here, let me break it down for you one more time. It's a blessing to be a blessing. If everybody could bless themselves and stop themselves from being bullied, then they wouldn't need each other. But when I was getting bullied in school by two other guys, Ron Clayton, he's only about 6'7", he walks up and says, wait, y'all messing with my friend, country? You can't mess with him without messing with me. Kindness just showed up. So this is what we're going to do, you guys. We're setting the tempo for resetting the mindset for America. I remember, last one, Ron, I'm an old schooler. I remember they had the audacity to take Jesus out of the school system. Lynn, when you and I was in school, we used to stand up and give authority. It's rightful owning. I pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation under Buddha. One nation under God. And they told us we couldn't even say that no more. So now, they didn't take the bullying out of the school, but they had the audacity to take the one and the only one out of school. So guess what? Here we come. We're getting ready to put kindness back. Last one, Ron. You cannot do what you have not been taught. What we're doing is we're going to use the children to confound the wise. We won't do it, so the kids are going to do it. We're going to show them how to open doors for young ladies. We're going to show them how to say, may I help you? What does hope do over here? We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and you. Here it comes, Dorian. I'm done. It's a thing that practice does not make perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. If you practice being kind like Lynn Cain, it becomes part of his lifestyle. He don't know how to do anything else. He don't know how to not have manners. He don't know how to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're going to tell everybody starting today. I think it was Marvin Gaye said the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to make the world a better place starting with you and me. So here it is, and I'm done. Practice it. Love and hope is not hope until one gives it away. So if you want to experience some love and hope today, then you start by going out and giving some love, hope, and kindness away. Do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, guess what happens? It comes right back to you. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Well, thank you. You know, those are simple things that you shared, but what they do is they walk and they go in. The thoughts and the heart that Country Boy is talking about, it permeates. It's so simple. It permeates the spirit of people. This is why this program is so great, because when you do the kindness campaign, you literally are bringing God back into that room, into that school, into the kids' lives, because that's what kindness is. Kindness comes from God. The enemy never did anything kind to anybody. He doesn't. He destroys. So we can do this, and nobody can fight. I don't believe you can have the most negative, or you can have the most person that disagrees with you the most about everything. But there's nobody that won't say, hey, I like the idea of kindness. What you're doing is good. It's going to cause people. We're helping people to do something that is in the world of the worlds. They don't think kindness is anything, and we're going to make it so powerful. And when you get a room full of people being kind, it's powerful. It can make a difference. You can change lives. You know, if you're kind to somebody who's not having a good day, you might be the only person that was kind to them, but they will remember it for their whole life. And you will remember that you touched somebody's life and you made a difference. Now, I'll tell you, that is so filling and it's so powerful. And you know what? When you share kindness, when you share love, that's what kindness is, you're making this a better world. Everybody, Len talks about it, Country Boy talks about it, I talk about it. Guys, we're going to become the army of kindness. And I'm glad that you're all, everybody on this call I know is willing and is partnering with us to make this happen. And so, like I said, we have a formal club, kindness club kit that Mary Stanley and Ariana have put together. And I have a copy. It's already in print, but we're fine-tuning it. I've got a few things this week, very few, but a few things this week. And then as we launch this with the school, the gal who is our connection inside of Ariana School, she's getting married in 2 weeks, guys. Well, would you mind if we gave her a little, she asked us, she said, can you give me 2 weeks to get married, and I'll be back on this when I come back from my honeymoon. And she, obviously, we said, yes, of course, you could, you know, go get married, and we're excited for her, and she's a wonderful, wonderful gal and teacher. And we're so fortunate because Mary, see, it's people making connections, one person at a time, and that's how we grow. You know, I will tell you, the dashboard today, I told you, we can't put any, we can accept more calls, and we can actually have a whole bunch of calls here. Several dozens of people can call in. I can only see, the dashboard only lets me show the ones that are here today, and the board is filled, guys. I'm so excited. This is a triumph. We're ending the week. We're ending the week and starting the new month of October. And we are just going to be launching incredible, incredible love. And so, let's see. Mary, can I bring you back to the call?
Yeah.
Has anything new come about that you wanted to share with us about the club?
We do have a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok site, and we're gaining, on average, 5 followers a day.
Wow. Now,
wow.
If I remember
Wonderful.
Correctly, Mary, didn't somebody from some big organization overseas, I think Europe, contacted you because they have an interest in the outreach that you're creating and the different in your business and in your affiliation with the Hope organization and Golden Rule Society?
Yeah.
And I understand go ahead.
It's the Holdgren Group, I think it's called. I'm not 100%. I get it mixed. I say it wrong. But it's the who's who, the influencers of the year. And so they asked me if they could put a bio of my center and what I do in the book for the year. And I said, yes, one condition only. And they asked the condition. I go, I want, you know, Len Kane and my daughter to be, you know, put in the book as also on the Kindness Club and the Kindness Campaign. So they will be featured in the book coming out in November, I believe.
Wow. That's congratulations.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Wonderful stuff, Mary.
And then they're also going to cross-promote the Kindness Campaign and the Kindness Group among all their social media platforms.
Viral. I told you, Len Kane, this was going to go viral. And when you started it, you had no idea. And now, there it is. It's happening right in front of us.
Oh, wonderful news. Wonderful news. You know, this organization that you're in charge of, this president, Hope Collection, the word hope is spelled H-O-P-E, stands for honesty. Organization, and the power, and E stands for enthusiasm, and the word enthusiasm, and we all know people who are enthusiastic, you know, you recognize them, they're all there, and the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word, two words, entheos, and entheos means in Greek, the spirit within, so we all have that. That spirit of the good Lord is within us, and it's entheos, which is enthusiasm, and you just got to focus on that, part of the Hope Collection, honesty, organization, persistence, do what's right and good all the time, be kind. Oh, I love it. So we have to want to do that, and what we're here to help is so many ways, and the good news, and I was going to send you an email about this, Mr. Ron Clayton, and all of the senior advisors, that within the next day or so, we should have the new video program that we're going to share with the world. And when I send you an email, it's going to be like in a minute or so. That's all, short and sweet. And I'm going to ask people, when I send it to them, the video, they'll be able to see my smile, my complexion, all that good stuff. But they're going to see the enthusiasm within it. And I'm going to simply ask them, have you got a minute or so to help make it a better world? And here are the rewards that we give you for just doing it. No, we're not selling anything, but the enthusiasm and all that you, let's say that you get one of my emails and you say, well, this sounds pretty good. And it's nice to get these nice gifts, which have discounts and help make it a better world. And one of the programs within it, it's called Success for You. And logically, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, guess what? You're going to be more successful in your life. I mean, that's the logic of it. Doesn't it make sense? And that's available to you. And why make the mistakes that have already been made that don't work? Why bother? Learn the good things to do. And that's the nice part of it. On one side, we have what we call the Golden Rule Society's Lucky Buck. It's the size of a dollar bill. On one side is the Action Plan for Living. All the good things that you should be doing to have a wonderful life. And on the other side of the lucky buck, dollar size, that's an action plan for business. Here's how to conduct a business. Again, logically, why not follow the teachings of history's most successful people? Ladies and gentlemen who have been there, they've been there, done that. And then there's this other group that they haven't done it right. We don't need to follow them. Why make the mistakes? Learn from the good people that are giving it to you for their time and your talent. And that's what it's all about. We're here to serve. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to get a video email. And when you receive it, you say, this is wonderful. And all we ask is forward the email to the people you know, your family, friends, neighbors, church, charity. Send it to everybody. Anybody you want to be kind to. It's a kindness campaign. And I can go on and on, Ron, and I don't want to dominate the conversations and all that sort of stuff, but if anybody has any questions, I just might mention another couple of things. We have an Intiva health program, and I'm part of it, and I'm not much into health because I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I'm a part of the organization. Just to give a little advice and my feelings and all that sort of stuff. And that's called Intiva Health. And how about this? We were selected 2 years ago as the leading organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And you say, well, that's nice. So what? So what you could do is when you go to our website, you'll see Intiva Health. It means it's an acronym, informational, technology, educational, all that, videos and all that. And the founder of it, brilliant man, and he was a Marine in service, and he was wounded, medically discharged, went to college, and they started teaching him stuff with what he knew. And he said, I'm going to open up an organization, Intiva Health, and in a few years, we're number one in the world. He's a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society, by the way, Mr. Alexander Candelario. So visit the website, and you'll see Intiva Health. Click on there. It's free. You can tell your doctors, your nurses, your family, friends, whoever you want to tell about it. And they can go over there and say, hey, well, I've been fighting this little glitch in the get along. It hurts when they move it over. And here you'll find that here's the thing you should do about that. Here's the medicines that you should take. Here's the medicines that you should not take. And don't go spending a lot of money on this and that because it doesn't work. Well, isn't that nice to know? And that's available to you in Intiva Health on the Golden Rule Society website. And it's now to the point where we're building, expanding the organizations and the buildings factories, if you will, to melt, perform, and make better the solutions to border aches and pains. That's, and we're going to go over there to one of our sister states here, and when we dedicate these new factories, I mean, the expansion is incredible. And we are now, we modestly say, we're one of the leading organizations in the world helping the medical industry. And that's just a nicer, kinder approach to it, rather than saying, oh, we're number one. That's not the kind of competition we want. We're one of the leading organizations. And that's a nice approach, and people feel comfortable doing that. Oh, wow. Anyway, I can go on and on, and it's on the website. All those things that I'm talking about, take advantage of them. Share it. Share. Be kind by sharing. And, Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you because you do a great job. Continued success in all that you have done in the past and that what you're doing and all the work that you're doing in the future to help make it a better world. God bless you and Linda and the family. Thank you kindly for the opportunity to share with everyone. Back over to you, Ron. God bless and thank you.
Well, thank you, Captain Kane. Thank you for sharing with us today. And as we close the show up, because it's the end of our time, I just want us to consider for a moment that we should say a prayer and thank God. You know, that horrible hurricane that was one of the worst it's ever been in modern times. But there are people that have passed away and they're just recovering them now. But, you know, a lot of things did not happen because we had modern technology that gave help to tell people where the storm was and what was going. And they gave notice to people to get out of there before. But let's just say a prayer and thank God and pray for the people who did lose someone and that they're caring for their family members right now. And we just want people to be kind to each other and heal up our nation. And today it has to do with healing from the bad storm. And it's still going on in the Carolinas. Now it's become a hurricane again. It was one, went away, now it's back. And it's still moving, but there are people that are being, their lives are being threatened. Let's remember them today and just say a prayer for them that God would bless them and protect them. And we thank you, everybody, for being on the show today. We hope that you have a blessed day. Please come back to other shows and bring somebody with you. Our whole deal is help others to help others by helping them help others. And we can do that, and we will change the world, guys. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
I hope. Bye-bye for now, Ron. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.